Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
I want to make an announcement. There's an awful lot of our listeners who agree with Michael O'Leary. They're doing so to 51551, and this is on his call for a restriction or a two-drink limit per journey in airports. Claire says, yes, for once I agree with Mr. O'Leary. Drink should be limited in airport and on flights themselves. Ruth says, how would it work? Most airports have more than one place that sells alcohol. How would you track someone going to a separate outlet after their two drinks, says Ruth, which is a practicality that is difficult to figure out. All right, Ruth. Jerry in Mayo says, I agree with Michael O'Leary, but passengers will still get alcohol on a plane. Absolutely no to a tourist tax, says Jerry. We're expensive enough at present and should not be introducing more deterrence to visitors. We're going to discuss, Jerry, that tourist tax now, because international visitors to Dublin should have to pay a tourist tax on their hotel stays. The revenue generated by this tax could be used to reinvest in the city. That's according to Dara Maloney, or Moriarty, who's Labour councillor on Dublin City Council, who joins me now on the line. I'm also joined by Michael Magner, who's President of the Irish Hotels Federation. Dara Moriarty and Michael Magner, you're both very welcome to the programme. I might start with you, Dara, because you and other Dublin City councillors are in favour of this hotel tax or tourist tax. How would it work?
Yeah, well, look, thanks very much, Cormac, for having us on. And I think it's an important issue that we discuss here this afternoon. I mean, we just had a fantastic festival of American college football over the weekend. We welcomed over 27,000 tourists from the United States, from Georgia and Florida, who came here, who spent time here, who ate in our restaurants, spent time in our bars and contributed enormously to our city's economy. But the one part of the sort of system that didn't benefit was the local authority by way of a city tax or a hotel tourist tax. And that is something that is enormously commonplace all around Europe. Your listeners will be coming back from holidays all over Europe
having
and all over the world.
Yeah. So how much should it be here, Dara?
Yeah, well, I think this was looked at by the Finance Committee of Dublin City Council over many number of years. And in January 2023, they published a report. They say that a levy of 1%, just 1%, could generate up to 12 million euros a year. And I think I would be very much in favour of that. Edinburgh, for example, in recent days has announced it's going to introduce a 5% tourist tax to generate around £60 million a year. And I think this is something that is happening in Europe all over the place. And it's something that is not beyond the realms of possibility for us to introduce here in Ireland, in Dublin, to put back into our city, put back into cleaning our streets, our public realm, and making the city a more attractive place for the people who live here and the people who visit.
Michael Magner of the Irish Hotel Federation, how do you argue against that?
Good evening, Cormac, and good evening to your listeners. Well, look, while I hear Councillor Moriarty's opinion, and he's entitled to it, I wholeheartedly disagree. And let me explain why. I mean, businesses across Dublin, and not just hotels, all pay commercial rates. And in the hotel sector alone, on average, a hotel bedroom pays in the region of €1,000 per year commercial rates. And that's just an average. So if you're to break it down, a 100-bedroom hotel will pay, on average, €100,000 on commercial rates. Mm-hmm. And as Councillor Moriarty referred to, that's a stream of income for the local authority, and commercial rates are designed for the purpose of what's being referred to, the upkeep of the public realm, that is the public lighting, the provision of safe and sanitary toilets, our public footpaths, etc. So therefore, the hotel sector are doing their part in paying for the upkeep of our public areas. And I think it's also important to point out, in addition to that, within Dublin City Centre, hotels are already paying a bid, which is a business improvement district, and that's a 5% levy on top of their commercial rates for that specific purpose, to make Dublin City Centre more attractive.
So the business, also, here's the point though, the business is paying it, it's not the tourist who's paying it.
Well, it's actually the business is paying it, but
While we establish that line, let me re-establish that line properly, but can I go back to Dara on that? They're paying rates, they're paying the bid levy already, Dara.
No, look, nobody disputes the fact that commercial rates are there and all businesses who operate in the city have to pay that. But I think the point that you made very, very succinctly there, Cormac, to Michael was a very important one, that the tourists themselves need to contribute as well. They are a huge, I wouldn't say burden, but they absolutely rely and take up a lot of the public realm, and they contribute enormously to the city.
But also we have the service. They pay VAT.
Well, look, everybody pays VAT. Yeah, you know, if you buy anything, you buy a cup of coffee, you buy a cup of water. But no, I think a tourist tax is already a sort of established use of raising revenue across Europe. We are no different to any other major city or any other major destination.
We're
in Europe.
A lot more expensive than many of them, Tara, I can tell you.
Well, look, we're expensive because the hotels in particular see fits to absolutely ratchet up their prices when it suits them to do so.
You want to keep on more, then?
Well, look, I think that's a good point to make in terms of, you know, I'm not trying to heap the burden on top of the tourist more so than what the hotels already are. The difference here is the hotel is extortionately increasing its prices. We can see, for example, the Oasis concert, the recent Taylor Swift concert, any big major gigs in Croke Park, sporting occasions, the hotels are quick as lightning to ratchet up their prices to line their own pockets.
Let me go back to Michael.
This is a line of revenue for the local authority, not the hotels. So them already having a really expensive rate is lining their pockets. It is greed as far as I'm concerned. And the tourist tax will go back into the local authority to improve the public realm and
Tourist tax, Michael Magner of the Irish Hotels Federation. It's commonplace. Why not make it happen in Ireland?
Well, look, back in 2009, Cormac, I think we'll all remember the air tax.
The line is failing me a little bit. I just wonder, I'd love to put it to Michael, and I will in just a second. What would Dublin, for example, be like? How much better would it be if it had 12 million euro, as Dara points out, extra? But the problem with your argument, it seems to me, Dara, is this might be imposed as a tourist tax, and it might be intended initially to improve Dublin City or Galway or Limerick or Cork or whatever the case may be. But it mightn't be ring-fenced. It might into general taxation, into a big black hole.
No, absolutely, Cormac, and I think that's a very, very important point to raise, because we on Dublin City Council are looking to ring fence it. We think it can't disappear into Dublin City Council's general black hole. It should be ring fenced for specific purposes to clean our streets more. I think there's a lot of attention on the fact that Dublin maybe isn't getting as cleaned as often as should, and that's definitely something that we can look at, and I think we want to improve, and we want to make the city more attractive for the people who live here and for the people who visit. I think that's really important. So ring fencing it is crucial, but at the moment we're not even having the conversation because it's sitting on the minister's desk. In January 2023, the tourism minister said, oh, this isn't straightforward and it needs a thorough assessment. Okay. I haven't seen a page of an assessment. I haven't seen a sentence of assessment. So I think we really need to get our central government devolving this power down to the local authority level. Dublin City Council wants it. Galway may not want it. Kerry Council may not want it. Dublin City Council does want it, and we should have the power to introduce it.
Okay, so let me try Michael once more, and apologies for the line, Michael. But the argument or the question I was putting to you, if it's so commonplace as Dara's saying in cities right around Europe, what difference will it make?
Well, Cormac, we saw the introduction of the air travel tax back in March of 2009 and how deeply unpopular that was, and the impact it had actually on visitor numbers coming into the country, because people were taxed as they left the country. And of course, then it was subsequently abolished in 2011. So from that perspective, we have experience of applying this type of tax and how unfavourable it is. We must remember the largest indigenous industry in this country is tourism, where there are 13% of the workforce employed. That's 247,000 jobs. We shouldn't do anything to jeopardise or risk those jobs. And I think it would be deeply unpopular when you place Ireland.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe it is.
The reason I'm saying that we shouldn't do anything to jeopardise our position in tourism, if that were the case, hotels wouldn't hike up their prices whenever there's a concert or a match.
Exactly.
When Ireland is on a world stage and you have international visitors coming to the country and they see a price and they're willing to pay that price, and subsequently then they say, well, there's a tourist tax for international visitors coming into the country, I believe that sends out the wrong message. And the purpose of commercial rates is for the purpose of maintaining our public realm, as Councillor Mariarty correctly pointed out. And it's not the right thing to do. And then we see potentially in other countries whereby this type of levy has applied, but we don't know the mechanisms of how these countries operate their systems.
What do you mean by that?
We can investigate.
What do you mean the mechanisms? What mechanisms could be wrong?
So, 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 So Ireland is a very high cost economy. And subsequently, then we don't know the mechanisms in which other countries operate in and how they apply their commercial rates processes or their algorithms or calculations around that. And while Edinburgh may be about to introduce that, we don't know how successful it will be. So really what we need to talk about is what we're doing here in Ireland and the chance to apply some type of additional tax to our consumers, our international visitors, I believe would be deeply unpopular.
You're talking about bagatelle in the grand scheme of things. I'm looking here at a hotel in Dublin. I won't give the name of the hotel in fairness. For a one-night stay, over €600. And the tax that Dara is talking about would be €6 on top of that.
So I don't know the hotel that you're referring to, Cormac, or I don't know the room type or anything that that hotel has chosen to price it at. But the fact is, any type of additional taxation that you would expect to apply on to international visitors is not the right way to go about it, particularly when hotels and businesses right across the country pay commercial rates for the sole purpose of ensuring our public realm is maintained to a standard whereby everybody can enjoy the cultural and immersive experiences in our towns and cities across Ireland.
So there's an argument finally here, Dara. You're complaining about hotels hiking prices yourself, but what about Dublin City Council hiking prices or hiking taxes to do a job you should be doing already? You've already admitted that Dublin is dirtier than it should be. Why not just clean up the city with the money that you have?
Well, look, I mean, I think nobody can underestimate the fact that we need to invest in our public services. We need to invest in making sure our street is as clean as it possibly can be. And we need to have our staff out there doing that work. But that is costly. And the recruitment and retention of staff is really challenging for Dublin City Council. They're dealing with that as best they can. But to ask tourists who come here, who visit our city, who spend time in our city, to contribute towards that public realm, I don't think is a big ask. Okay. It is common as muck all over the city and all over Europe. And I don't think, and I mean, just to go back to your own point of this 1% potentially tipping the balance between someone deciding to come or not come, I'm looking here at cost myself, tripling of cost for next August for Oasis concerts. That is what is sending tourists away from Ireland, well, not a potential 1% levy.
Definitely maybe come back to that one before next August. I would completely agree with the tourist tax of at least 1%. Anyone who visits the city should contribute to the city, says one listener. Only tourists that come in off cruise ships should pay tax. Other tourists that pay for hotels, rental cars, retail, tourist experiences should not. A tourist tax, yes or no to 51551. You've made the arguments very well either way. Michael Magner of the Irish Hotel Federation and Dara Moriarty, Labour Councillor on Dublin City Council.